This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Tyson Foods has named a new CEO, Dean Banks. He's taking over the meat processing giant this fall at a tough time for the industry. The company just reported a steep decline in quarterly profits, down 22% from last year, largely a result of the pandemic. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports on the challenges the meat industry faces going forward.
It's been a difficult few months for the meat processing industry. Thousands of workers have had COVID-19. Factories closed and reopened. And Ohio State University logistics professor Terry Esper says companies like Tyson have had to repackage food meant to supply food service. But that isn't easy.
Preparing food for food service is totally different than preparing food for retail. Food service doesn't require the same branding. It doesn't require the same packaging.
Before COVID-19, people ate out at restaurants, arenas, hotels, university cafeterias. In fact, says Christopher Muller, a professor of hospitality at Boston University, about half of all meals were served away from home. The big food companies were supplying those places. And now?
We just haven't made up for it in the grocery business.
Food company Tyson says one area of weakness, products it supplies to schools. The company says problems there may continue depending on states' reopening plans. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.